Hello. You're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated 3 times a day. If you are already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, promised a, quote, strong, swift, and precise response to a shooting near a synagogue in Jerusalem that killed 7 people on Friday. The past few days have seen a series of lethal attacks. On Saturday, a 13-year-old Palestinian boy shot and wounded 2 Israelis. And on Thursday, Israeli troops killed 9 Palestinians during a raid on Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank. The Memphis Police Department disbanded its Scorpion unit after 5 of its officers were tied to the death of Tyree Nichols, an unarmed black man. The unit was a specialized group tasked with patrolling crime hotspots. Video footage showed Mr. Nichols being beaten during a traffic stop on January 7th. He died 3 days later. The officers involved have been sacked and charged with second-degree murder. Japan and the Netherlands reached a deal with America to limit exports of chip-making tools to China as the White House seeks to restrict China's ability to develop advanced semiconductors and bolster its own chip industry. Dutch and Japanese support is essential. ASML, Nikon, and Tokyo Electron are leading manufacturers of chip-making kit. Russian missile strikes killed 3 people and wounded at least 2 in Kostyantynivka, a small city in eastern Ukraine, according to local officials. Separately, reports emerged of fierce fighting in the town of Vuhledar, also in the Donetsk region. On Friday, Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, described the situation at the front as, quote, extremely acute, especially in Donetsk. Petr Pavel, a retired general, won the 2nd round of the Czech Republic's presidential election, beating Andrej Babiš, an oligarch and former prime minister. With nearly all ballots counted, Mr. Pavel had more than 58% of the vote. The country's presidency is a largely ceremonial position, but Mr. Pavel has been a strong supporter of NATO and providing aid for Ukraine. Drones attacked an Iranian defense factory in Isfahan in the center of the country on Saturday, according to Iran's defense ministry. 3 unmanned aerial vehicles were reported shot down. The ministry did not say whom it suspected of the attack. Peru's Congress refused to bring the country's presidential elections forward to December 2023, despite a plea from the incumbent, Dina Boluarte. Peru has been gripped by almost daily protests demanding her resignation since she took office after a bungled coup attempt by her predecessor, Pedro Castillo, in early December. 47 people have been killed in clashes between demonstrators and security forces. And word of the week, blat, Russian for an economy of favors, meaning one based on contacts, cunning, and petty bribery. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app, or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.